Good morning, TGP, Wardville. May 12th, 2020. A quick word, or a couple of quick words. Number one, the elders are going to meet today because we're going to meet via Zoom today. You can be praying over that at 2:30 because yesterday Governor Edwards mentioned that on Friday, the 15th, the stay-at-home order will be lifted or at least amended. What that means is that we are now able to meet inside our building with 25% capacity. So we're trying to figure out what that exact number is so that we can make sure that we meet that. But it is very likely that we will have an indoor meeting this week for everyone who is willing to be there. And of course, we will always continue to stream for the people who are uncomfortable still coming, still a little bit uncomfortable coming. I will send out an email about that later today. And so I will have a lot more details after we meet, and we will make that announcement officially in MailChimp. We'll put one on the website, and then we'll post it here on Facebook. Second thing is I want to announce the our summer book study for anyone that wants to do it. This is available for men and women. This is not just a men's reading group. But we will meet on Monday mornings at 7:30. If the coffee shop is available, we'll meet at the coffee shop at Hidden Grounds. If it's not available or not open, we will meet at the church building at 7:30 or 8. We're still figuring out all of the details with that. But we will be meeting. And we're going to read a book on the doctrine of the future or the last things. The big theological term for that is eschatology. It's called Christ and the Future, and it's by a man named Cornelius Venema. And I will post a link to both the schedule and to the book itself. If you want to purchase that, you are welcome. Just let me know that you want to do it. We're also, by God's grace, we're planning to memorize the entire chapter of 2 Peter 3 throughout that study. So it's going to be about a 12-week study, 11, 12-week reading group on this book, Christ and the Future. And we will spend time also reciting, memorizing, reciting 2 Peter chapter 3. Please, I'll make an official announcement about that as well, but I just wanted to throw that out there. So also work day on Saturday. We'll have a work day this coming Saturday at the church. One of the things we'll do is we're going to plant some shrubs, and the other thing we'll probably do is we will rearrange the seating so that we are properly distanced with regard to our chairs and our seating. So, Hebrews 11. I've got my cup of coffee here. I've got my Bible open to Hebrews 11. I've got my beautiful scripture in the background. I am ready for my Instagram worthy relationship with God. I'm just kidding. But seriously, Hebrews 11 is a fantastic, wonderful, encouraging walk through the Old Testament and the saints that have gone before, and how even in the Old Testament, they were carried along by their faith. Like salvation has never been by works, it has always been by faith. Because God knew that people, even who had the law, would sin with respect to the law. And so he has always saved people by faith, either in the coming Messiah or in the Messiah who has now come, depending on what side of that coming that you're on. And so all he's going to do, what we read yesterday is the idea of patience, who through patience endured and they patiently waited on God. And so now he's going to develop this idea of faith, of the need that we have of faith, of believing God's promise, of trusting what he says is true, and ultimately of trusting God, because we believe that if God spoke this word, then he is true. This is the God who cannot lie. Remember, we learned this earlier in Hebrews. And so all of it's going to be by faith, and they're looking to something to come. All these people are looking to something to come, and that's so instructive for us because we are looking for something to come as well. We don't only live with a backward-looking faith, but with a future-looking faith. So anyway, let's jump right in. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. So there it is. Boom. Verse 2. The people of old, the saints of the Old Testament, received their commendation from God by faith, not by works. It's right there. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith, Enoch, this is like Genesis 5. There's just like this crazy place in Genesis 5 where this guy named Enoch walks with God and is taken. He just, it says, Enoch walked with God and he was not, for God took him. So cool. By faith, Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. So you see this idea is being developed again of the commendation of God upon these people because they believe God, because they have faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. Noah, before the law, Noah is an heir of righteousness that comes by faith. Boom. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. A better city. He's looking for a better city. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, love that, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as many as the innumerable grains of the sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was in the act of offering up his only son, of whom it was said, "Through Isaac your offspring shall be named." He considered that God was able even to raise him from the dead, from which, figuratively speaking, he did receive him back. By faith, Isaac invoked future blessings on Jacob and Esau. By faith, Jacob, when dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, bowing in worship over the head of his staff. By faith, Joseph, at the end of his life, made mention of the exodus of the Israelites and gave directions concerning his bones, which they do carry up, by the way, with them when they go out of Egypt. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hidden for 3 months by his parents because they saw that the child was beautiful and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, when he was grown up, by faith, Moses, when he was grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to be mistreated with the people of God than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. He considered the reproach of Christ greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, for he was looking to the reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not being afraid of the anger of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and sprinkled the blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch them. By faith, the people crossed the Red Sea on dry land, as on dry land, but the Egyptians, when they attempted to do the same, were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down after they had been encircled for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute did not perish with those who were disobedient because she had given a friendly welcome to the spies. And what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, enforced justice, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, were made strong out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection. So a lot of this victory happening because of faith, but also there's faith that carries them through the hard and difficult things. So it says some were tortured, refusing to accept release so that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were killed with a sword. They went about in sheeps and skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and in caves of the earth. All these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us, that apart from us they should not be made perfect. So they died, they all died in faith, believing in the Christ who was to come and trusting God and taking him at his word, but not having received that which was promised. And we also, when we die, we will die in faith, believing that Jesus is going to come back to restore all things. And there's one day when Christ does return and judges the earth, and he brings all of his people to himself, and he raises us from the dead and gives us new bodies. We will be made perfect with them. It's like this chapter is so good. It's 11, sorry, 11 minutes long into this thing. It's so good. Go back, read this again, study it, and let God commend faith to you, because faith is what gave people the power and the ability to conquer kingdoms, and it's what gave people the ability to endure being sawn in two, and put to death with the edge of the sword, and to suffer all manner. So it's faith. It's always faith. It's always been faith. It's always going to be faith for the people of God. So believe God and trust Him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this wonderful chapter that commends faith, that we would receive our commendation not by works of the law or by works after we have become believers, but by being carried along through our faith by your grace. Lord, sustain us, stimulate our faith today, grow us in our faith today. I pray that you would meet people who listen to this and who study this with a word for their hearts today, that you would encourage them and that you would grow them. Lord, help us to believe. Thank you for the opportunity that it looks like we're going to have to gather this Sunday. I pray that you give our elders wisdom today as we meet. And that you would give wisdom to families as they try to figure out if they need to come or not. And Lord, I just pray that we would be grateful for all that we've seen you do over these last couple of weeks, handful of weeks. And Lord, I pray that you continue to do yet more, still more, God, as we believe in you, as we trust, as we hold fast. Thank you that Jesus provides us a better city, an enduring city, a better life to which we get to rise. Let us trust deeply his sacrifice, his resurrection, and his coming, knowing,